Okay, we were talking about clothes yesterday. If a woman went in to buy a dress and saw, went in now to buy a dress and saw a dress that she liked very much, she might say, oh, that dress is very, very what?
Well, she'd say, well, that's very nice, I like that, or something to that effect, you see.
Or in other words, she might used to say that dress is very, very...
attractive or something like that.
Okay, what about another word?
Most of that, clothing business those days, we didn't have very much manufacturing, ladies' dresses. They had to buy this goods, which is on in the boat, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd figure out how many yards take to make this dress.
Yeah.
And this lady measured off and sell the goods.
Yeah.
And then she'd go home and cut it to her pattern and make her own dress.
Uh-huh.
Or some ladies would make it. Would be a seamstress for the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
That is voiced, you might say, sort of mastered the trade, you see.
Yeah.
And they make dresses for the neighborhood around.
Okay.
I don't suppose ladies ready to wear in the way of dresses and things like that had much prominence in this country until I was a teenage boy.
Mm-hmm.
I remember another thing about the ladies' dresses back those days when I was small. They had what they call a hoop skirt.
Oh, really?
And they wore hoops that hung from the waist as the belt around the waist. And these hoops, some of them was, I'd say, 30 inches in diameter. But of course, there'd always be somebody who'd want to go overboard.
Yeah.
And I remember an old lady in our neighborhood, we'd gone to a country church,
mm-hmm.
church services one Sunday morning, and this old lady, everybody, she was a widow lady, Mrs.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Sophie.
Mm-hmm.
And this church had two doors
mm-hmm.
and three sets of seats in it, you see, which made two aisles.
Yeah.
She went up the steps, about three steps to get in that door, and those hooks were so large they wouldn't go through that door. She goes down with a hand like this
mm-hmm.
and catches that skirt and those hooks, and that hook was a steel wire, she said.
Yeah.
Big one at the bottom and got a little smaller and come on up, take it on up toward the waistline.
Mm-hmm.
She just went down and gathered that thing up in her hand like that and pulled it up like this and the other side hanging down. Went out through that door, down that aisle, went to that church and sit down. And she ran between the seats, you see.
Yeah.
And ready to sit down, then she could drop the hooks and sit down on that church seat. I remember seeing that was just as plain as I had been on yesterday. Created a lot of laughter, you know, with
yeah.
the crowd that was outside that hadn't gone in the church.
Yeah. Okay. What would you call a thing that a woman might wear over her dress in the kitchen?
Well, I guess you'd consider that an apron.
Okay. And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a noun. What this is, you'd use a...
Well, I first pen that I remember to sign you to use in writing was on a little wooden staff like a pencil.
Mm-hmm.
It had a piece on the bottom of it that they slipped a writing pen up in the slot, and you had to dip that in the ink
mm-hmm.
and maybe write one or two words and go back into this ink bottle to get more ink. Kept
yeah.
it going back and forth from the ink bottle to the paper you were writing on. And that was weird. No such thing, you know, as a fountain pen in those days.
Yeah.